Only one.
Somebody to call me open mouth watching Baby Brother. Anyway.
Only one. Danish.
Today's share is sponsored by Shlomo Yaakov and Frumet. And unfortunately, I'm with the Shmuel Ben Rachel Leah.
This is probably the Sunday.
Rebbe needs a kidney. Anybody who's a pod, who's a O, should please figure it out. Also, in honor of our
Shavui.
Mischus of our Shavui, Omer Mekasim Ben Arna Esther, and to Tzvi's aunt and uncle, Yoav and Chaim Yitzchak, Rez with Amarcha, you're going to that shul on Monday, right? A week from tomorrow.
Jealous.
We're
all jealous.
We're
jealous from
all.
Did you do from there?
Remember being a Bachar Kohen and
Shafa
2 days? Lama
Chasm
Aleph, Tana. Three lines on the top.
We still get excited when we go without
our parents.
Tana.
Marcia,
we still get excited when we go without our parents.
Speak for yourself.
We were pretty damn excited on the plane.
The hell is the dog on
there? I don't know what the hell is.
Could sleep, you were running back and forth like a chicken.
Tana, the kulam.
Natural state.
Excited?
Tana, the kulam shamalan karis. And all these people.
Somebody must have said the word minion.
You value, you, their evaluation is like aris, means they get paid like an aris. So what's that? Hi. What are we talking about? Is it price? What are we talking about? Yilema Ashavuyim. Think about Shavuy. Hashta Zariz and Niska Hala. My the Ashav and Baya. He can keep everything we said. A Shavuy. If there's a Shavuy, we say you have a dinner and can keep everything. And we said that a Shavuy is someone who there's a rumor that he's dead. A Netushin is someone who left but not dead, but a shavuy is a rumor of dead. So hashta zarev niska halim my da ashkim boy ella aretushim aretushim not aretushim but my tzinasim yalitani oh this is tzinas sorry aretushim is worse my tzinasim yalitani ella anetushim it's going on anetushim. With Natushin's about Karcha, that someone forced him to leave, so there, you don't know that he's dead, but he's captive. Laman, Ilan le Rabbanon, Ha'amim with Sinas and Yadai. They say even Natushin, Sinas and Yadai. Imshan Mumlil, Ha'amim Shemati, Shan Natushin Kishtuin, that they're like Shuin. So what's this Kishtuin, Vele Kishtuin? Kishtuin, the Aim of Sinas and Yadai. Vele Shuin, Ilzar, Hasm Zar, Niska, Vele Hakha Shamil like Aris. Means he's like a shvuyin, but he's not like a shvuyin. And the difference is, because a shvuyin is shamash amais, this is according to Rashi, is shamash amais, and the tushin is not shamash amais. And Mel, that's why one is ka'aris, and one is zarzuniska. But then when maishnam ha'alatanah ha'mitzir tzayis ha'alatsa ishtar, somebody who lays out on his wife's properties, Nixi Malu we're talking about. Hoitzi Harba Acha Kimo. He put a lot in and ate a little bit. Kimo Acha Harba. Masha Hoitzi, you see Masha Acha Lacha. That should be the same Alacha over here. Somebody says, no, it's not the same Alacha. Holy Dami, our Sukh is not doing it to that case. Our Sukh is doing it to the next case. Alacha Tanan, Amoitzi, it's always on Nixi Ishta Katana. It's Kamoitzi Al Nixi Acha Dami. So Alma Kivin Le Samcha Daite Tikkun Rabbanu Kech Lelos Zedinu Hachanami Tikkun Rabbanu Kech Lelos Zedinu. So what's going on over here? What's going on is like this. When you're Mitzvah Yitzhah Nechse Ishte Ketana, what does Nechse Ishte Ketana mean? Ketana means that her father either married her off and then she got divorced. So now she's like a Yisrael Mechayav. Or that the father's talking out here and the brother and the mother married off. This lady that you married the Kedushin with, she could be mine at any given time. And then when she gives mine, it's hasta la vista, goodbye. So if you put in money into her property, you lose that money. So Chum said that we don't want you to let her properties go to waste and get ruined. We want you to take care of her properties. So what they did is they made a deal that you have like ours. And that's what our sugya is done to. Because over here also, we don't want the properties of Shelby to go to waste. So we made a deal.
And she has property.
Has the girl a property? She has an inheritance from her father.
The father's dead, that's what he's a man.
Oh, she has from the first wife, first husband. She could have properties.
I don't know if she can't marry off again. I don't think they can marry, brother and sister can marry off again a second time. Until the first time.
What are you talking? If the father's still alive.
The father's not alive, she's a man.
The father's still alive.
Yeah.
She got the father married off to Katana.
Right.
She got divorced.
I don't think the father and mother.
Somebody can marry off.
I don't think so once she's married.
She has Dini Saimachayah. She's getting married.
The father's dead.
I think the brothers married her.
Uh-huh.
I think the brothers married her.
She got married.
She was married by
the one? Yeah, that's the same guy I mean. So over there, she got a problem with the husband. Anyway, either way, there is a
that's
case.
That's what Yisrael Chayav means.
That's what Yisrael Chayav means, yeah.
Father's still alive?
Father's still alive. It's called Yisrael Chayav, the father has no rights over her.
The Chayav gives it away.
Which part?
It's like broken telephone over here.
That was in a good mood. Uh-huh. Yeah, everybody's in a very good mood. I'm worried about it. What's that happening with the plot?
So,
whose party was that? Well, you, I heard the music for the last 2 hours.
No, that wasn't that party.
That was Kate.
Anyway, so you have.
Oh, that's what was coming from his house?
He did it in his house, Mr. Shabbos.
It's vacuum.
He went invited to himself.
Oh, you didn't hear enough tell his brother?
It's the second party he went invited to the 24 hours.
You actually hear him starting for his kid. That's such a loud voice. He didn't need that.
Anyway, so you have
nice voice.
Thank you.
So nice.
Really nice, yeah.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you, yeah.
Heard coffee was a disaster.
So Gemara says, the Gemara says that when it comes to a katan, that our sugya is very much to that case, and not very much to the other case, because and I saw the Rishonim speak out that in the case of katana, he has no control over his marriage, because she gave mine. By regular marriage, he has all the control. I mean, today it's not really like that. In the old days, the husband was in 100% control because he controlled the get, he controlled everything. So maybe he's in control. He can stay married the rest of his life. You don't want to stay married, so then you're not. Then it's your problem. But Chum don't only make a takana for you because of the word that you're going to lose out if you invest money in your wife's property. Stay married. Act like a man. Stay married. Over there.
Back then they had real people that would force you to get a guy.
Oh.
Not so long ago.
Over there.
Real abilities.
Yeah. Cattle. What do you call it? Cattle prod.
Yeah.
Rekulan Shalman Ka'aris Yivan Yad. Rekulan Shalman Ka'aris. Rekulan Shalman Ka'aris.
It's pissing about retarded cases. For normal people. The guy doesn't not be on syndrome. I thought I'd pick a normal guy. Pick a fight with a normal guy.
Rekulan Shalman Ka'aris, we say that they. Everything like ours. Kulan Asiyamai. Lassu Adam Ranachnam Ashmul Shavuish and Nishba. You have a Shavuish, somebody who's a captive, that got captured, he was captured. Omer Mekasin. Maridin Karim Nechasa. Yotzla Das, Ain Maridin Karim Nechasa. We said, because if Yotzla Das, then you should have put a note on the fridge. Take care of this. The fact that you didn't put it, obviously you don't want anybody to go in. Ranachman Deyamai, Bereach Harei Kushavuish. Somebody's a runner. He's like a captive. Varech machas ma'il machas karga. He's running because of taxes. High on the das. Varech machas ma'adin. He's running because he killed someone. And the rule over there is Rashi brings down from Gemara Bava Kama, the parsoyim, they kill on shvichas dam. And Melo, he's got to run. Amri da mashmul. Shavu shenishba. V'nech koma litzor. Anelim litzor. Tamarim ligdor. Zesim limsik. So basically left over a full field ready to be harvested, different kind of things, grapes, wheat, olives, right, three things, and dates. Wow. So better than Yadon Chosov, Umamidin Apotropos. They hire a apotropos as a caretaker, The koitzer, ubaitzer, the goiter, moisek, it's all these things. Each one has a different way of harvesting. The akach marine carbon chasov. Then afterwards, for the process of harvesting, you put out the chalpas. Afterwards, take care of the rest of the field, you bring in a karav. So Gemara says, a lake out of chalpas. I don't understand. Why don't you just put in, if you're putting out chalpas, just keep it out of chalpas.
Because it's going to run.
What's the question?
Want to do a roll to the beginning?
We'll see in a minute. So Gemara says, why don't we do apachavas the whole thing? So Gemara says, apachavas l'dikni l'mekmina. So basically, when it comes to as a temporary fix, you have a temporary situation, or your assignment, we're not talking about your assignment. Right, we're talking about somebody that shoveling some
injury. That is temporary assignment.
So kids, Yisaimin, which is a mitzvah, our pachabas who are professional caretakers will get involved and I don't know if they get paid necessarily, but
they could get paid.
It could be they get paid, but they'll get involved because the mitzvah, it's a hassle to do it, but they'll do it by Yisaimin and they'll do it as a temporary solution because for temporary or a mitzvah, they'll do it. But to put them in there long term, that they won't do. These are professional guys, they don't do this long term. And male, that's what you have to put in the car afterwards. I saw that Mukayesu says interesting. He says, Pumfa Ket. He learns Gemara as a bad thing. The Pashtun Gemara is that it's not a bad thing. It's about the Chopas is a short term solution. Either from mitzvah or short term. That's the way they are. They're professionals. They come in as a short term thing. We're not here for long term. Long term, you have to figure it out. He says that no apachavas gets involved unless he has what to gain from it. If he wants to stay long term, then there's an issue over with apachavas. That means something's wrong and he's gaining too much. So we throw him out. He says he learns the Gemara as a bad thing, not as a good thing. Interesting. Amar Huna, Amar Yudin Katan, Nechse Shalwi. You do not put in a katan for a Nechse Shalwi, and below a karav, Nechse Katan. You don't put in a karav to a Nechse Katan. Veloi karav, Machmas karav, Nechse Katan. Interesting, Allah over there. So Rashi says, the Rashi quantifies the Gemara. Kegoin, katan sheshle achma'a, we're going back to Yavamas over here. It's amazing. Reuben Miller comes one day and he brings us back in the trenches. So you have a brother from the father, and this brother has a paternal brother, right? And then he has this brother has a maternal brother, which is no shaykhus to this kid. This katan. This shavui has no this maternal brother has no shaykhs to the shavui. So the problem with doing that is, Rashi says, you don't bring in this maternal brother because of the paternal brother, because what happens is he might come to hold on to this property and claim that he's a part of it, and meanwhile he's no shaykhs. He's just here because of the brother of the shavui. He's only related to this guy, but not related to the Shavli. And when we're worried that he's going to come to hold on to it. That since the kid cannot be Meichel, since he can't be Meichel, he might come to hold on to it. And Melo, that's why we say you can't put him in. I'm Rav Shema Aminah, so you see from this Gemara a few things. Merhuna, Eimach Zikin, Menech Sekatan, Rafilu Higdil. Even if he's older, you can't be Machzik. And means even if he's there for 3 years, this Katan was there for 3 years, means even this guy who was there for 3 years, and the Katan,
the Katan's property
for 3 years, still, you cannot take it. Rashi says, "Afilu higdo akotim mishiyor l'soichay v'achol gimel shanim v'fanim mishiyigdo l'hav chazaka d'ha'ir v'tchilz yudas l'soichay v'akotim lo yoda kishiyigdo shin shalavim." He didn't know. If he didn't know, the whole heter is they keep it when a guy comes to keep it because of chazaka. But Chazak is only because you should have been Michael, like Hanover. Every time I walk by, he screams at me, "Don't walk by my path." So, you know it's his. But if he doesn't scream.
He doesn't say don't walk. That's a problem. Then you're in trouble. He said, just remember, this is mine.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. And me, I don't understand that, so he tells me don't walk.
But you do anyway.
And he walks anyway.
Yeah, that's the whole idea.
No,
Whenever Morgan makes a shot. Okay.
Set the
other
for that one.
And Mela, so Mela, we say that it doesn't work.
You eat all the
time. That's only Achi the Abba. That's only Achi the Abba.
It's your banker. Don't pick up the Danishes.
Abba Achi the Ima, less Lamba. Achi the Abba. So over there is a Shiloh. But
they'll say they inherited it.
Right. But Akhid Ima, they're not saying they inherited it. The Akhid Abba Namle Amrel by Arosa. Only by Karka. Al Batr Leslamba. By houses, no such thing. Because the Chalm, there's no Chazaka on Batim. The whole thing is Chazaka. And the reason is that, the reason is because by houses, the neighbors will say, this guy's no Shaykhus. Oh, his neighbors. By property, has nothing to do with, there's no neighbors. You have a property in Oklahoma, it's all about Chazaka. Over here, it's about, neighbors will say, I don't know who this person is. Vashta shashchenim yidim aleim shabol lachlok shakotim. Lachalka shakotim. Uba'arosa namle amaran, even in property, in properties, elad le'ovit itira, itida. Al ote itida kol isle, ote itida shtar chaluka, then there's a kol. And Mars of Lahi, Lushna Akhid Abba, Lushna Lushna Rosh, Lushna Ovid, Itta, Lushna Ovid, Itta, Loi, Machtina, we do not put them in. It doesn't matter. That's the Lamais of the Halacha. Zakim Barahi Sapsa. There was an elderly woman, this is Raina Gay Mamish in October 7th. Davla Klas Binta had three daughters. Ishtaboy Ihi, Vachad Rata. Her and one of her daughters went for captive. Either Tati Vinsum, there was two other daughters, Shchiv Chadam and Ayo. One of the other daughters died, and left over, Shamki Yinukah left over a son. Amabai Hechen Avid, obviously a younger son, a Katan. So Amabai Hechen Avid, what should we do? Like Minel Nixib Yad La Achta, the daughter that's alive, Dilma Shchiv Yisabsa. Maybe the grandmother died, And the grandmother died, every daughter is Yerush. The daughter that died, she's also a Yerush, and who takes over her Yerusha? Her son, who's alive. Doesn't just go, the daughter dies, doesn't just go away. There's a system in the Torah. The son takes over her part. Now there's a katan. Amoridin Karev, the next katan. So you can't put this aunt in charge of his katan's nechasim, because Amoridin Karev is Amoridin Karev's katan. Nakmina l'nichse b'yad yinuka, give it to the kid, dem l'shchiv esabso. Maybe grandma didn't die. V'im v'im katan l'nichse shavui. You can't put a katan in charge of l'nichse shavui. Some rabbi hilkach, how do you have a after, half you give to the daughter, v'yid ha'pagam, makmina l'apachop l'yinuka. And the other part, you give up to l'yinuka. He takes care of it. Caretaker. Rav Amar, Nigud Makmina Apikavla Paga, Makmina Apikavla Yidach Paga. No, once you put in a caretaker, just put a caretaker across the whole thing. Lesayif, Shalom Deshkir Sapsa, they heard that the grandmother died. So now, it's clear that the Yerusha in hand, but there's three daughters. The daughter you didn't hear, she died. Only the grandmother. So now you have...
One daughter you know died.
One daughter died already, but there's a cousin. So there's still Yerusha. So the mother, the grandmother died, now there's $90.
When did she die?
Now, in captivity.
After the daughter died.
After the daughter died. Yeah, after the daughter died. So in captivity. So now, the situation is, you have $90. $90 worth of a field, let's say. Whatever it is. So we say like this. We say, Amar Ma'at Tilsa, Yavina La'achta. So, $30 goes to his daughter's alive, that's for sure. The Tilsa, Yavin Yanuka. A third goes to the daughter, his son. He's a Yerish on his daughter, his mother, the one who's died. So he gets a third. Vida Tilsa, Yavin and Damko, La'achta, you give a half to the daughter. The Damko,
One second.
You can make up a choppers. So Rav Amar, no, make it make up a Danko, make it up a choppers. Either way, you split, you set up a choppers. Right. And this is part of the same thing. If up a choppers, we had the beforehand. How far do you take up a choppers? Right. That was part of the Gemara before. So do you take? Is this considered a temporary solution or not? Means the apotropos only come in, we said, the Gemara says, they only come in for either a mitzvah, which just is a mitzvah because he's a katan, or they come in as a temporary solution, as temporary need, but they don't come long term. So Shiloh is over here, half is a yasam, half is not a yasam. So while they will, do you put them in, even in a case where it's not a yasam, because they're already there for the yasam, they're already there for the mitzvah, you might as well just throw on the part that's not a mitzvah. That's the Machlokes Abaye Rav. How do you do this? So Mordechai Isaac, this guy Mordechai Isaac, Asle Achron Bei Chuzoy. So he had his father went off to Caribbean Island and married a woman and had a kid. So now he has a paternal brother. And his father had a kid. So he has it's not his mother, but it's his brother. Lagabi Yerusha, that's called a brother. So Asle Achron Bei Chuzoy. I'm a plagli. Listen, you got all those buildings in Manhattan. I'm a shutter. My papa died. He bought the obituary from the newspaper over there. And he's a shutter. I'm a leah danalach. I have no idea who you are. So Asle Achron Bei Chuzoy. I'm a shaper kamlach. Shnema v'yak Yosef zechel v'heim leikiruah l'am shiatzav lechazim zaken v'achazim zaken. So he's saying that it makes sense that he doesn't know you. It's not Rashi, it's not a Ramai. She'enu akir, enzer ha-mois, she'kshiyatav echol, he'er lachzim zokim, v'achshav bo lachzim zokim. It's not considered, he's not a Ramai, he's just saying, I have no idea.
They know for sure he had a son.
No, nobody knows anything.
Oh, I'm saying, so this guy is coming in, it's not a
he's coming, we don't know anything. He's coming and saying, I am a son, I'm claiming son. My name is also Horowitz. But this brother says, I don't know who you are. So he's not lying, he's just saying,
Prove it.
It's a Shema.
Yeah, I know, but the fact that there's no way to recognize him, it gives his Shema a strong understanding.
So he says, Tosfos says that Moira Isaac, he wasn't tying Bari, right? That's the what? Rashi, later time Bari, Leyadana. The guy who got some Zaka ain't in them, and Kisha ain't in Makisha. I'm a Leyadana. Pasha didn't know. So Gemara says, I'm a Leyadana, I said, Achuat. So bring me a Adam that you're my brother.
Filipino.
I'm a Isli Saadi, I have Adam. But Dachli mean the Gabra Lima, you Marva Isaac, you're a very strong guy. You're this big family. And my Adam is scared. Amalei the day zil antai sisad alavuchuchu. Why don't you bring a brother that I'm not a bring a and I'm not a brother? So I'm like dina hachi. I'm a tzrael v'raya. What are you talking about? I'm not mechuyu to. You want to take from me? I'm the muchzik. You want to take half my buildings?
Prove it.
Amalei he says no hachi dainei lach l'chol alim lechaverch. I'm just letting you know. You're right. Normally that's the halacha, but I'm gonna make a addendum to the psak. For you and all your strong friends, strong-minded friends, and that this is the halacha. I'm going to say, soif, also sadi, v'lem sadi. He says, l'maisa, if he's a strong guy, then his edim won't come and say edis.
No, they'll say, but not emes.
They're not going to say emes. They'll say false. I'm going to talk to you, Avi. They're not going to do two things. Rashi says, mi'roska yasu achas, she'ishtiku, al shtayim lo yasu. That's not going to do it. As the Gemara says,
they won't testify, but they're not going to testify falsely.
Right. So they're not going to say that he's a brother if he's really not a brother.
or he wants to, he's not a brother.
Right.
Oh, he's not a brother, right, right. Now, my city came and testified in the brother's honor. Somebody lived with Lee Nami, so now his brother says, okay, 1 second. Now I'm a brother, it's clear. I don't just want the buildings, I want everything. I want literally time for DC, you boost me the shasa. Rashi says, the shasa eilish bicham, you'd be chatzin commission shabachim. I don't want what they were worth 10 years ago when we inherited. I want now. Now these properties are worth billions.
How can he backdate it?
He proved it himself. Barry is the one who proved it.
I understand, but the mice, I was a partner all along. So you improved my properties. Very nice.
So you just give him for the improvement.
Maybe I'll give you an improvement. That's another schmooze, but at least it's worth billions of dollars now. Papa died 7 years ago. By Solomon Dweck, there was a guy that gave him millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, I think $120 million he gave him for investment, and he lost the money, but all the years, for 10 years that this guy had the money, that Solomon Dweck had this guy's money, this guy was getting, it wasn't distributed, he kept on saying that he was reinvesting millions and millions of dollars every year. So this guy paid taxes, like $150 million over the 10 years, for all the money that he made through Solomon Dweck. He never saw it because he put it back into the business. That was officially the thing. But it never really happened. So when he went under, this guy sued the IRS, and he got back all the money they paid taxes because there was never an investment over there. So all my money that I got, that I paid to IRS,
he
got it back. Yeah, he won.
Well, his brother. It's his brother.
The what?
It's his brother.
His uncle.
His uncle.
Yeah, his uncle.
Joey. That's how he saved himself. Otherwise, he was a penniless guy.
Jack's well.
Anyway,
Jack.
So over here, same thing. This kid is saying, "I want everything that you must be." And he has one with the other town. He's bigger than the other. He's bigger than the other.
Recently.
So Shmuel Emsa, Lechem Yom Rabbah Shmuel Emsa. I'm gonna buy me dummy. How can you compare? Hashem Gedolim Gadol Katanim Yadi Lekamachli. Means when a gadol goes to a brother who's a katan and he must rehab the property, he's willing to work for the katan and put in and be merged with him. How can he get along? Literally, he didn't even know that there was a brother here.
What else is there to do
with it? Ikalad Ramusa Matkamei Der Ami Amu Gedolim Zu Amu Shamlan Kaaris. Shabbat Kaaris Hashi Dele Avino Hashi Dele Avino. You're not gonna give it to him. I feel the whole committee. Not here. The only me dummy husband is just nachis. How can I be just nachis? The only cotton hoop. They made cotton is a cotton. So I drew the committee. I'm the came from. I'm the loisami committee. The cotton hoop. You didn't tell me that this kid was a cotton. I wouldn't know he's a cotton. Then I would have passed him like that. You didn't tell me this. This little. And when you ask a shiloh to the shalom alacha says. No, but when he went in, he was a katan. Now it's already over. But I'm saying for 5 years, he was a katan. Now he just became a gadol yesterday. Whatever, 2 days ago.
He doesn't get it anymore.
Right, that's what you're saying.
If he would have came when he was a katan. Or if he would have known he was a katan.
Already known, he would have given him everything.
But Maya said, the Shalom Malka says, it's very negayah, Moshe, this is for you, that when you ask a shayla, you have to say all the nuances. You can't just compare one thing to the next, he says. Like the Gemara says, you didn't tell me he's a cotton, and that's a nuance that really makes a difference. So sometimes that
right.
So
with the 9 days, the seam in the 9 days. Forget that.
I don't know. Anyway.
How did I come into play?
Doesn't matter.
You weren't the one to ask questions.
Doesn't matter. Came into play. Now it's on the
table. Kol ha-chotzer is temenes. Temenes. All chotzer is
chatzolis.
Chatzolis is mats. They're all talking about regular days. So chalem midras, even midras, they're talking. Means they're regular thin mats, and the reason is because people use them. But he knows that the mass people use them. That's what's called kol ha-chotzer. All the spun things, tahayos braided. Chutz mishal dalgilay. Dalgilay is some kind of straps. Regular days. Chalem kulam temeis chutz mishal tzamarim. Only tzamarim. That's very, not a beged. So it's not, it doesn't go into that, it doesn't go into that, to that halacha.